listening to Book Nuts.
Hello and welcome to episode number 19 of the Book Nuts podcast. I got that in one take. If you're behind the scenes on this, you don't know how that big a deal that was for me to get that straight. I have no idea why that's I get wrong in my head. But this is episode number 19. Right off the bat, I'm going to say I apologize. We are not going to be going in the book we said last time. That will be coming next week because my co-host is not here. And you're going to have to just kind of suck it up and listen to just me this week, Tracy, otherwise known as Holster. Apologize about that. I've been sick for the last few days, and today's actually the first day I don't sound like Yul Brynner on one of his last days of living. If you were living in the 80s, you'll know what I'm talking about. I can actually talk today. And Jonathan woke up this morning, and he feels like I did the last few days. So, no, I didn't get him sick. He's about 2,000 miles away from me, so I'm innocent there. But I think we are going to blame Steve, Door-to-Door Geek, on this. That's our weekly thing on blaming Door. It's Door got him sick. Somehow, some shape, some way, Door did it. So it's Door's fault. So you can complain to Door about that. So I did not want to do that book without him for a couple reasons, but the main one is that was one book he told me I have to go listen to and listen to now. So that's a big thing about that. So today's going to be a little different. I'm actually going to give you two lists that you can listen to. And this podcast won't be that short, but it's not going to be as long as normal ones again. Again, I apologize about not reviewing a book this time. But for me, part of reviewing a book is getting two different perspectives. If I tell you one way to listen to a book, might not be it. I really value other people's inputs on books, on what they perceive in them, because everybody gets a little out of it. So getting it from just me, honestly, I don't think will be as good. Now, a little housekeeping here. I want to thank everybody for emailing. I'm probably getting 4 to 5 emails a week. If you guys want to email me, just email Tracy at podnuts.com. If you want to get to Jonathan, send it to me. I'll forward it right over to him. And if you want to leave me out of the loop, just email it to Door and have it send it over. Tell him to send it over to Jonathan, and he will do that. No issues. Remember to support this show and to support Podnuts. Please go to podnuts.com/Amazon. Anything you want to get on Amazon, just go to that link first. It'll cost the same. Kick a little back to pay for all the hostings and everything like that, and to get Door to some of the conferences and everything like that. Now, enough with all that stuff. Let's get on with the show. Okay, first I'm going to give you the top 5 places where to get audiobooks, in my opinion. Then I'm going to give you the top 10 books you should listen to. Those won't be in any particular order, but I will give you the list. Now, just there'll be some kind of list. I don't know what kind of list, why they got them there, but yeah, okay. But top 5 places to get audiobooks. Number 1, and these to me are in order, your local library. You will be surprised how many audiobooks you can get at most public libraries. They will be a ton, so don't be afraid to go look there. Number 2, Podiobooks, podiobooks.com. They have some great books. Matter of fact, the one we reviewed last week and the one we're going to review next week that was going to be now are both from Podiobooks. You don't get them now, no cost. So both of those places won't cost you a dime. The next one won't cost you a dime either. It's archive.org. Archive.org has a lot of audio files in there, and they have a lot of audiobooks that are in public domain. So don't forget about archive.org. And the fourth one won't cost you a dime either. Your friends. Don't forget to ask your friends, your relatives, if they have any audiobooks. You'll be surprised how many people have 1 or 2 audiobooks laying around in their house. And if you ask them, you can borrow them. Odds are they're going to say, yeah, here. And a few times they're going to say, I don't even want any more, just keep it. So there you go. Don't forget about your friends. The fifth one, this one does cost you, but Audible. I know, DRM, people are like, DRM's evil and this and that. For me, you have to pick your battles. This is not one I'm going to force. and fight. We know DRM does nothing for copyright. We all know that. But for me, they just have audiobooks no one else has. They have a good subscription model. It's not expensive. Since I listen to audiobooks a lot, I subscribe to where I get two audiobooks every month from them, and I'm always looking forward to the two new books because I can get a lot of books there I honestly cannot find anywhere else. So that's what it is. I'm not going to tell you anything about torrents or anything like that because those are, legality. Come on now. But so all of these are five great places to get books legally. That is great way to do it. Now, let's get to this top 10 list of books you guys should all listen to or read if you prefer reading. And like I said, these are no particular order. I just put them all down. And when I put them all down, I actually shuffled them a little bit because I did not want to think, oh, he wrote them down in this order. That must be his popular order. No. So I don't even remember which order I wrote them down anymore. So here you go. The first one is Ready Player One by Ernst Cline. This is a book everybody will like. If you are a product of the 80s, you will like it even more. If you remember the 80s, you will like it even more. It is done really good. If you get the audiobook version, it is read very well. You just can't go wrong with Ready Player One. It's got a good story. It's one of those that I can tell you right from the beginning, the good guy's going to win. And you're like, oh, come on, spoiler. No, that's not going to spoil anything. The story is that good. The second one on the list is Going Home. This is by A. American. Angry American is the author. That's his pseudonym name. This is a series, the Going Home series, sometimes called the Survivalist series. Basically, I'm a huge thing about survivalists books, bushcrafting and everything like that. This is basically a book about a guy's about 200-300 miles away from his house and EMP hits, and he's got to make it home to his family. That's what it's all about. A side note on that is the author, I was just at a conference, and I actually met him. He was there. And I talked to him real quick. Super nice guy. Great, great guy. And asked him real quick, and he says, yes, he gave me his card and his personal cell phone number that me and Jonathan are actually going to interview him for this podcast. So I would love, I'm telling you that now, so you guys have a chance to go listen to that book. And so when it comes out to interview him, if you guys want to ask him any questions, just send him my way, to tracy@podnuts.com. And when we interview him, I will ask him. Okay, the next one. Is this author's really well known for another book, but it's Dan Brown. It's called Digital Fortress. Everybody knows Dan Brown, probably for the Da Vinci Code, but in my opinion, Digital Fortress blows the Da Vinci Code out the door. It just not even close. Digital Fortress is a great, great book. Go get it, go find it, read it, listen to it. Digital Fortress, you will not be sad. It's a very good book. The next one, if you are anyways, you don't have to be a geek, but if you are a geek, it's even that much better. It's called Damon by Daniel Suarez. Basically, it's a book about somebody dying. This doesn't do any spoilers. And it stuff happens after this person dies with computers. That's all I really want to say. This was one book. Some of you guys might remember Russ Werner. Good friend of mine. We did a podcast called The Techie Geek back in the day. And that was one where he actually listened to. And he says, Tracy, you got to listen to it. You'll like it. So I did. And I was not surprised. Very good book. It's not really predictable. But it's not like so far-fetched where it's like, hey, that can't happen. It's good storyline. You guys enjoy it. The next one is the fifth one on the list is an old classic 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. It's a great book. If you have a kid that likes sci-fi or doesn't like to read too much, get him this book. Really good to read. Another one good for kids to give them to start off, especially young boys. This one's not on my list. It could have been, but it's not. The Conan series. Really good books, really detailed, but 20,000 Leagues is great. Jules Verne describes everything in such a detail in the book. He describes a submarine, before there even such thing as a submarine, down to details on everything about it, how it's laid out, how it works. Really good. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. If you've never read or listened to it, listen to it. Some of you might have seen the movie. Doesn't even hold a candle to the book. All right, number six is Hounded by Kevin Hearn. This one is, you can tell for me, most of mine are fantasy sci-fi related for obvious reasons. That's a genre I like the most. But this is part of the Iron Druid Chronicles. This is book one. Really good. Actually, I like some of the other. There was book number three or four. I forgot. I actually liked more than this one. But this is the first one in the series. This is the one you should start on. If you haven't, go listen to it. It's a great book. Kevin Hearn has a great way of writing. We reviewed this, so I don't want to review too much. Has a great way of writing. That's not just all serious or some lightheartedness going on throughout it to make it a really pleasure to read and or listen to. The next one, seven. This is another classic, The Lord of the Rings by J.R. Tolkien. Enough said. Start with this one. This is a long read. This is a very long read or listen to, but it's worth it. If you were even a slightly remote fan of the movie, you will really enjoy this book. I read this book, or I should say listen to it, way before the movie came out, probably about 15, 18 years before the movie came out. I was actually in the Army. And I was listening to it. It was one of our guys that lived down the hall from me had this audiobook when I was stationed in Germany. He came back and he bought a couple audiobooks back and on CD. And when he was done, I listened to it, loved it. And actually went on to listen to the other ones. So if you, enough said about this, most of you guys know about it. Go ahead and listen to that. The next one is another classic, and most people know this one by another one, but the book is so much better. The Song of Ice and Fire series by George R.R. Martin. Some of you guys might know this as the Game of Thrones, the HBO series going on right now. This is a really good series. Again, the book is way better. If you like the TV show, listen to the audiobook. So much better, so much more detail. Your imagination just goes wild. It's really good. The Song of Ice and Fire, George R. R. Martin, go for it. Number nine, another classic, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams. Most of you guys know this one would probably be in there. This is the old classic, lighthearted, funny sci-fi series of books. This one is great. Another one, some kids won't like it because some of the humor in here is a thinking person's humor, so it's not just laid out for you on a platter. It's good. Some kids will like it, some kids won't. Most adults will like it if you're halfway into sci-fi. So don't forget about that whole series by Douglas Adams. Last one on the list, number 10. Again, none of these are in order. By Jim Butcher. It is the Dresden Files series, the first book, Stormfront. We're going to review this one coming up in a few weeks. I don't want to get too much, but basically he is a wizard. He's living in Chicago. And not to give too much away now, he basically, every time, to he's always in trouble from all sides because he wants to do what's right. And everybody has their agenda. Even the people that are supposed to be on, quote, his side are looking out after their own best interest, and he's always robbing Peter to pay Paul. So stuff always comes back. There's 18, 19 books in this series. They're all really good written. Again, this has some lightheartedness in it, not as much as Iron Druid Chronicles, but there is some good reads, good listen to's, and they're all great stories. That's another thing about all of these in this 10 are all great stories in their own right. I could tell you the outline of every one of these, and you would still really like every one of these books because how it is written and done. So those are the top 10s. I'm going to go over them real quick with you. Ready Player One, Ernst Klein. 2, Going Home by A. American. 3, Digital Fortress by Dan Brown. 4, Damon, Daniel Soares. 5, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. 6, Hounded, Kevin Hearn. 7, The Lord of the Rings, J.R. Tolkien. 8, The Song of Ice and Fire, George R.R. Martin. 9, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams. 10, Stormfront, Jim Butcher. There you go. Those are the two lists. If you haven't listened to all 10 of those, you got a job to do. That's all I'm going to say about that. Again, sorry you had to put up with me this episode and Jonathan wasn't here. I wanted to make sure I got something out there for you guys. I would have liked to go a little longer, but my throat, you can probably tell now, my throat is just starting to go out again. So I better start calling this one quits. And me and Jonathan are going to get together next week to get some more recorded for you. So that's it. I hope everybody has a good day, good week, good month. And go listen to those audiobooks. And don't forget to go to podness.com/Amazon. Support them a little bit. Everybody have a great day.